Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. It's the third day of a strike by 4,400 aircraft mechanics, cleaners, and custodians at Northwest Airlines. So far, the airline has been able to avoid major service disruptions. Today, the first day of the work week, is the first real test of how the airline will weather the strike. And joining us now in Marketplace's Washington Bureau is John Dimsdale. And John, what's this strike all about?
Well, as usual, it's about salaries, but in this case, it's not pay raises. To avoid bankruptcy, Northwest is demanding a 26% pay cut from the mechanics union. Mechanics countered with a 16% reduction in salaries and benefits. Under their expired contract, the mechanics earn about $36.40 an hour as a base salary. There's also a fight over what job categories are to be filled by union members. Unions claim Northwest's proposal would trim the number of union job slots, and they accuse the company of trying to bust the union.
And John, just over a week ago, a relatively small strike by food caterers for British Airways caused major disruptions for that airline and for its passengers and travelers at Heathrow. How has Northwest managed to keep its flights on schedule?
The biggest difference is that none of Northwest's other unions are honoring the mechanics' walkout and the cleaners' walkout. In the British Airways case, ticket counter workers and baggage handlers and other unions supported the caterers' demands. But in the Northwest case, other powerful unions, such as the pilots and flight attendants, are trying to protect their own wages and benefits, so they're staying on the job. Mechanics find themselves out on their own. And also, Northwest's management was ready with an elaborate contingency plan. Over the past several months, they've been hiring and training 1,500 substitute mechanics. It shows how there really are plenty of available workers after these many layoffs in the airline industry. Unions warn that these rookies are going to threaten safety, but Northwest claims that 80% of the replacements have at least 5 years' experience. This contingency plan really sticks in the craw of the mechanics union. At the same time, the company was asking for $176 million in concessions. Managers were spending $100 million to prepare for the strike. And more proof, they say, that the company is out to get rid of the union.
Well, the company is one of the largest airlines. How long could the strike go on?
One way to gauge that is to follow the money. Standard & Poor's this morning, that's the credit rating agency, issued a warning about Northwest's debt. And that means that the airline could pay more to borrow in the future. And that's sort of ominous for the airline. On the other hand, Northwest's stock is holding its own. And that probably means that investors had anticipated more disruptions and are impressed with how well the airline performed over the weekend. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll explain what orphaned copyrights are and find out how they find their parents.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, John.
Thank you.